Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
Episode 31, Rain Man Podcast. How is everyone doing? Me? I'm alright. Doing pretty good. Sitting here, chatting with you. What's going on? What's going on in the world? Besides people protesting, like, I'm really getting, like, I get it, it's for a good cause, but it's like, alright, now, like, I just feel like that's the new thing now. Oh, man. Like, I'm all for the good fight, but, you know, getting a little carried away. Well, I shouldn't even complain, right? I'm in Georgia. Nobody's on the highway, you know, protesting. Which is stupid as fuck. What do you think about that? Is that cool? Just hold up traffic? For something you had no business to, like, no, you fucking shot anyone. Now I gotta be fucking late. Because you wanna fucking stand there and sing fucking Kumbaya. No, fuck that. Have you seen the pictures of people getting hit? I'm not laughing at. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at people getting hit by cars. But, well, I am, but. Oh, man. I'm sorry. Fuck. If someone is just now listening to this podcast, they must think I'm a fucking maniac. I'm not, but you know what? Fuck it. If you're going to stand on the highway, look, that's on you. Again, like I said, I live in Georgia, so you don't try that shit in Georgia. You go ahead and fucking try to fucking rally on this highway. Yeah, right. Please. The fucking maniacs out here. Ooh, did you see this, I don't know why I'm so excited for this. Did you see this weapon? This new weapon that they're using on protesters. Protesters, let me tell you something. The government is just, they're just testing shit out now. Like, they're just guinea pigs. I'm convinced, like, it's all a conspiracy theory. Like, they're just using, like, groups of people to, like, try out, like, new weapons and shit. Because check this out. Listen. It's called the sound cannon. That sounds like some fucking James Bond shit. It looks like it's a big ass speaker. And it just fucks you up. Like it's like a big, like a big blast radius. Like it doesn't kill you. Alright? It just knocks you on your ass, just fucks up your hearing. Like I could see Batman using this. Like, he'll have it on the Batmobile, you know, to take out, like, a group of, like, thugs or something, you know? It's a weapon, but it doesn't kill anyone, so, you know, it's cool. That might be the answer right there. I think I just figured out the whole problem. Hold on. Let me think about this. Everybody's up in arms, right, about the cops today, correct? Cops are shooting people, right? How about we take away the guns from the cops and we give them, like, these, you know, these fucking sound cannons instead? A lot of fucking people are going to be deaf. But at least no one's getting shot, right? I think I just figured it out. That's it. It's about to be 2015. Cops should all, we should have been had, like, you know, tasers and shit, you know? What, you know? Where's the mace? Tasers? Fucking tranquilizer darts? I mean, what the fuck? Just put people to sleep. Fuck it. Sound cannons. That's the answer. Have cops just use that shit instead. Maybe they could have a pistol, but, like, it'll only have, like, I don't know, like, 3 bullets or something. I can't think of anything. I sound like a fucking idiot, don't I? Oh, fuck you. I think I got a good point here. Why don't we give the cops weapons that would just subdue, you know, the perp, right? Is that the correct word? I don't know. I used to watch Dragnet. I think that's it. So you're welcome, America. I just figured that problem out. Why is Puff Daddy in the news? or Sean Combs? I can't help it. I have to call him Puff Daddy. I mean, I grew up on his music, so. Not his clothing. So, Puff Daddy. If you haven't known, I guess this just turned into the news, music news portion of the podcast, I guess. But, yeah, not allegedly, but Puff Daddy did. He did rough up Drake. He was sent to the hospital, dislocated a shoulder. Puff Daddy is 45 years old, and he did this in the club. Why did you beat the... What are you doing in the club, Puffy? I was about to call him Pluffy. Puffy. Why are you popping bottles in the club at 45? I'm sure you have a club in one of the many mansions that you own. You're an icon in this shit. What the fuck are you doing, dude? And then Drake? Like, out of all people, look, I'm not a fan of the guy that much. I mean, I can't say that. I enjoy him as a rapper. I think he's good. He says some pretty dope shit. The singing, I can't stand. I can't stand when he sings. It's too... He's like two different people. He's like two different artists. But that's besides the point. All right? Never mind all that. There's two stories to this, or two versions. They all end with Drake getting his ass whooped. But the reason he gets his ass whooped is different. The first story is, allegedly, version one, is that Puffy made this beat to a song. He was going to put it out as a single. He sent it to Drake so he could do a verse on it. And the motherfucker kept the song for himself. Like, Drake, like, just, he said, you know what, nah, you know what, this beat's pretty dope, I'm gonna keep it for myself, and just put the shit out, and I guess Sean Combs, you know, the James Bond of hip-hop, he walked in the club, seen Drake, and just said, you know, had to fuck him up right quick. All right, that's version one. Now, I'm sorry for the long pause. I hope that's the real version, because the second version is just, it's so weak. Version number two of the story of why Drake got his ass whooped. I just like saying that. It's corny. It's fucking corny as fuck. It was over Cassie. You know who Cassie is? Then that makes two of us. No, that's rude. I'm sorry. No, Cassie was a singer. She had this one single out. It was pretty cool. And she couldn't act, so that didn't go anywhere. She tried the modeling. That didn't work. She shaved the side of her head. Shaved the side of her head. You know, that got her some attention. A lot of chicks started doing it. What else happened? Some nudes came out of her. Some nudes, photos, you know, went viral. No one gave a fuck. That's when you know it's over. When you're quote-unquote a celebrity and some nude photos of yourself get out and nobody's like, okay, that's cool. But right now she's dating, or allegedly dating, Puff Daddy. And I don't fucking know. I guess Drake seen her in the club and started trying to mac to her right quick, you know? Maybe he was a little tipsy and, you know, trying to spit some gay into her. Puffy seen it? I had to fuck him up right quick. I don't know. Ah, boy.
Danny Penn, who you can also find on Twitter at Danny Penn. He has a website that you need to check out called fizzbutton.net. Every Saturday morning, he hosts a live radio show. Has a strong Twitter community, positive energy. And if you go to his site, he has a collection of different podcasts that you all should check out. And they're all called the Fizz Buddies. All right. So go to fizzbutton.net. You click on the icon that says podcast party, and you'll see a nice list of nothing but badass podcasts you should be listening to. Okay. Got to talk to Cleo up there. Miss Cleo is the shit. Always has interesting guests up there. You got Tales from the Hard Side, hosted by Izzy Rock. Spreading the Word with Biff Sweetwater, who I had the privilege of being a guest on his podcast. Just go check that out. And, hold on. Congrats also to Biff and his lovely wife. Just got married, so congrats to you too. And, yes, fizzbutton.net. Check that out. And also, coming soon, the Rain Man podcast. Yep. I'm joining. Danny Penn hit me up, you know, asked me to join forces. So I said, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. So, just like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man in 87, the mega powers joining forces. All right. So I'll be up there soon. And, that's just going to keep on growing. So please, fizzbutton.net, help support the good friend. All right. All right, that's it. That's the podcast. If you're on iTunes, rate and review. If you're on Stitcher, I have no idea. I have no idea. But can you rate and review on Stitcher? People ask me, and I don't see it on the Stitcher app. Or maybe I'm just too stupid. I don't know. I don't see it. But just listen. That's all. You know, I always say rate and review, but at the end of the day, just listen. That's it. All right? So iTunes, Stitcher, and now fizzbutton.net, and check out the other podcasts, and coming soon mine as well. All right, is that it? I think so. All right, folks, I holla later. Why did I just say holla? I don't know. I can't stand that fucking word. You know a word I really can't stand? Cray cray. Just say crazy. I can't fucking stand that word. That's cray cray. No. Don't do that. Don't say cray cray. Don't say swag. Don't say holla like I just did. Like a fucking Momo. Any other words? I can't think of any. YOLO. Don't say that either. Oh, jeez. I think that's it. I was ending the podcast, and I just started going on about fucking words I don't like. Yeah. That's the podcast. Bye.
Yo, Ray. That's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar.
Watch the cheat.